Welcome to Anchor Daily. My name is Scott Chambers, and today we'll be reading from the book of Joshua. Chapters 23 and 24 record Joshua's final instructions to Israel before his death. By now, he's been leading them for many years, starting from his early days after Moses' death, through Israel spying on and occupying the Promised Land, to all their battles with the ungodly nations that occupied the land. But now, under Joshua's leadership, God has brought Israel to a time of peace and rest, even though some godless nations are still in the land. So what does Joshua say to them? He reminds them that their main responsibilities are to remain strong and obey the Lord. In fact, his charge to Israel is amazingly similar to God's charge to him when he first became their leader. In Joshua 1, God commanded him, "Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Now, at the end of his life, Joshua commands Israel in the same way. He says, "Therefore, be strong to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, turning aside from it neither to the right hand nor to the left. Be very careful, therefore, to love the Lord your God." He also gives them a stern warning. He says, "But if you turn back and cling to the remnant of those nations remaining among you and make marriages with them, so that you associate with them and they with you, know for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations before you, but they shall be a snare and a trap for you, a whip on your sides and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good ground that the Lord your God has given you." Israel had quite a history of turning their back on God and committing spiritual adultery by embracing the pagan practices of the surrounding nations. And this had the effect of stunting their spiritual growth. God had to discipline them many times, just as a loving parent must discipline his or her child when they disobey. Hebrews 12:5-6 reminds us of this truth. "My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastens every son whom he receives." So how does this apply to us today? The command is similar to what it was back in Joshua's day, but there is a key difference. In Joshua, it was obey the law of Moses. With Jesus, the command is abide in me. Jesus tells us in John 15, "Abide in me, and I in you. Abide in my love." What does this mean? Well, practically speaking, it means walk in fellowship with Jesus, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. Confess your sins to God as soon as you are aware of them, and the Spirit of God will point them out to you, particularly if you ask Him. Appropriate the Spirit's power to enable Jesus to live His life in and through you. That's how we abide in Christ. That's how we fulfill the law of Moses, or more accurately, that's how Jesus fulfills the law of Moses through us. But what if we refuse to yield to Christ's lordship and abide in Him? He tells us in John 15:4-6, "As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned." In other words, if we don't abide in Him, we live fruitless lives and we spiritually wither. But the flip side is wonderful. If we obey Jesus and abide in Him, He promises this: "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full.
Thanks for joining us today. If you want to check out more podcasts just like this, you can go to bethel.ch and you'll find amazing selections of podcasts and much more. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can email us with podcasts@bethel.ch. See you next time.